Welcome back inside the cave, 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. Ian Wentz, Andrew Morton with you on a Friday morning. We'll talk Michigan, Michigan State in a second, but we're in our hockey talk conversation now. It was good to talk to Coach Sean Skelly out there in New York, getting ready for his season opener. But we got a team playing at home tonight. Big game. It's only number one versus number three. They're only raising the national championship banner at the Arrington. You know, nothing no big, big deal. Nothing real big. But what is big, we're joined by their head coach, Adam Krug. He's here in studio, people. He made it. Yeah.
Appreciate you having me here.
Well, it's good to have you back, of course. You know, I guess what's the off season been like for you and the team and the program?
Well, it was the shortest off season that I think I've ever had as a coach.
We got to borrow a mic. We got beautiful. Just give him that chair, Andrew. We'll have to talk to management about that microphone. All right.
So I should have just called in like Skels.
I guess you should. Or I should just kick Andrew out.
No, you know what? It's been the shortest off season that I recall having here as a coach. You know, it typically feels like it drags on, but I think given the fact that we won last year, you know, you want to soak up that time a little bit. And when it comes down to it, it flew by. You know, a lot of good stuff happened this summer. You know, we had some trophy parties. We got honored at the Mud Hens game in August, and before you knew it, the guys were on campus, and then before you knew it, we were on the ice on October 10th, and now here we are on opening night.
A good offseason, a quick one. I mean, what's this been like for the program? One that's, you know, really proud internally, you know, a lot of support for all the hockey programs, but yours in particular. What's that been like to get that outward recognition a little bit, you know, putting Adrian on the map in terms of, oh, they won the national championship. They finally made it.
Yeah, it's been great. I think we've been hit from all angles on that. You know, I think enrollment at the college has been a good thing. Just the recognition with our national championship. I think there's a lot of publicity, a lot of press, you know, up the Detroit way. So I think that kind of helped the school in a sense, but with the hockey program, you know, recruiting here is always something that's important and players want to be here. But this year it might've been a little easier. We had a lot of Division I transfer portal kids calling, reaching out, said no to a lot. If you would have told me 4 years ago or so before the transfer portal was a thing, that we'd say no to as many, I wouldn't have believed you. But we said no to a lot of guys, and really, we're just at a point within our program that we can say no to guys that might not fit the culture or outstanding people in the community or whatever. So we're certainly much more picky about who we're bringing in to our locker room. This year we brought in two. One from Bowling Green State, Cam Babiak, defenseman, kind of hoping he can fill a little bit of the void that our captain last year, Matt Eller, left. And then another one from the west side of the state, Grand Rapids kid, Riley Murphy, was at University of Alaska, where we also got Sam Ruffin from. So we've had a little bit of success with the Alaska Fairbanks program.
We'll get to players like Sam and those a little bit, but you know the turnover with the coaching staff was pretty apparent really quickly with the other Adam, Coach Phillip, getting a new gig and Coach Clark moving positions. What's that been like for you to have your assistants, you know, head out and bring new guys in?
Yeah, well, that's part of the deal here. You know, that position is a stepping stone. It's something that we look at as an opportunity for a younger coach to come in, develop, learn some stuff, put his mark on the program, and then get out of here relatively quickly. You hope it's not 1 year, but 2 years is typically a good timeline. And it certainly was that for Adam Phillips, who's off to the Muskegon Lumberjacks, the USHL, which is the top feeder program to the Division I level, and a lot of NHL draft picks. And so, it's different for him this year. I've stayed in close contact with him. He's checking in on the guys all the time. It's awesome that we have that relationship, and that we won a championship together. I think he's so proud to be part of this program. So we've missed Philly. We wish him the best of luck, obviously. But Carter Clark helping out with our, he's still helping with us.
So he is? Okay.
Yeah, he's in the building. You know what's funny?
Well, he's in the building, but it's his director of operations.
Yeah.
He's got his own office at the arena.
He does. You know what? In a sense, like, he's probably around and helping us more than before. Because before, it was strictly on a volunteer basis. He had a day job, and then he'd come over to the rink before practice, and he'd just be around a little bit. But now I see him all the time. He's in the office. Like, we meet on a regular basis. There's things that he needs from me and things that I need from him. So it's been good, been really good. But to bring Matthew Thompson, our former captain from the 2018 graduate class, back in the fold, it's been pretty great. The guys love him, really appreciate him. I think he really identifies with the players. He was the guy that played for me. So he kind of knows the ins and outs that I have, and I think he can really help the players understand me. And ultimately, I just think he's very relevant to them. He played pro hockey. He played at the highest level of pro hockey outside of the NHL and the American Hockey League. So, he's a guy that the guys strive to be.
Trevor Coikendall, Coiks, didn't go too far as he's helping Skelly.
Yeah,
that's his assistant job, too.
Yeah, and that's fun to see, too. Yeah. Like, just we've got a good coaching tree from Adrian College, which is awesome. We go to the coaches convention every April in Naples, Florida, and there's 10 guys down there that are Adrian alums. It's really awesome. Mike Towns is the new assistant coach up at Michigan State, and Ron Fogarty at Princeton, obviously, and Stavros Paskaris and Matthew Nicholson. Tons of guys that have come through this program in a different capacity.
Talking with head coach of the NCAA Division III men's hockey team, Adam Krug, here inside the cave. Looking at the roster breakdown, you have the graduate student, COVID senior. Is that what Sam's doing this year?
Yep. Yeah, taking that COVID year. Sam's doing, okay. Yep.
And then, the senior class people really know about, very deep senior class. I feel like Luch has been there for quite a long time, but he's finally a senior.
Yeah.
For you guys, I mean, You just bring so much back with Hunter Wendt, Ty Enns, Zachary Heinz. He's a senior this year. And
junior.
Oh, he's a junior?
Yep.
Okay, typo on the website there.
I guess so. I'll get that figured out.
You're never top heavy. Yes, there are really good seniors there, but you might see one of these guys on a fourth line, just the way they play, with their different line mates and different players you want to get in. I guess the overall question would be, how has COVID impacted recruiting? Because these players can get that extra year. So are you in a spot where, you can't bring in as many people, or how's that worked out?
Well, we've got a good pulse on it, and we have, I think, for the last couple of years. About a third of the way through last season, we had a good idea Sam was going to want to come back and get his master's degree, no matter what the outcome was of the season, and we're thrilled to have him back. I mean, you'll certainly welcome a kid like that back.
Yeah.
That's a captain and, All-American and the MVP of the national tournament.
Yeah, it'd be good. It's nice to get him back, yeah.
Yeah, so, it's the COVID thing is still a piece of the recruiting cycle right now, but I think it's close to being over, where it'll be relatively normal. But it's been pretty normal. We have very open line of communication with our guys, so we know what they're thinking, they know what we're thinking.
Okay.
I haven't told the guy, hey, like, you're not welcome back here. Sure. If a guy wants to come back, we're gonna have that conversation and make sure that it's the right fit and the right thing for them, and the right thing for the program. And if that player wants to come back, that has been a good thing so far. But, senior, a little bit senior heavy this year, older team. Last year, a lot of sophomores and juniors. This year, a lot of juniors and seniors. We brought in a couple extra freshmen this year,
just
to try to fill that void going into next year, get some guys some experience, and that's already paying off. Alessio Luciani's not going to be playing this weekend. He's out with an injury, but that's going to open the door for Brad Summers, a freshman that led his junior league in scoring last year, 92 points in 60 games. So big opportunity for Brad, and we'll miss Luch this weekend, but we've got depth.
Yeah, that was kind of leading into my next question of a freshman that can impact you soon, and you're going to put it on Summers for now. You know, see what he can do. You know, you're not going up against a slouch either tonight and tomorrow. Can you talk about, I mean, it's just going to be pomp and circumstance and a packed house at the Arrington. We'll start with pregame, how that's going to go.
About 7:45 or so, the NCAA championship banner unveiling will happen, little ceremony, I think a video tribute, and all the guys will be welcome to the ice and all that stuff. So that'll be fun. Hopefully the guys don't get too wrapped up in that, because we got puck drop right after that. And I assume the building will be jam-packed. I think tickets were pretty close to sold out the other day. I haven't looked since probably Wednesday, but sounds like it's going to be full, and should be a pretty raucous atmosphere.
Yeah, and you bring in number 3, Utica University, right? Not college anymore.
Yeah, bizarre. I don't even like calling them that.
You bring in Utica. We'll just stick with that.
Yep.
I mean, you're bringing in really good competition that wants to play you. You know, Bowling Green was on the schedule this year, and they couldn't play in that exhibition, unfortunately. But, you know, it's nice to bring top-quality hockey to the Arrington.
Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome hockey. What a way to open the season with the team that knocked you off last year for your only loss. So, you know, I don't think we're out for revenge by any means tonight, but, you know, I think we want to start the season on a high note, and no better way to do it than the number three team in the country. You know, that's got a target on your back. They got knocked out of the NCAA tournament last year in the quarterfinals and by University of New England, who I think they should have beat, and I think they think they should have beat. So they want to make a statement tonight, too. And that bullseye that's always been pretty big on our back got a heck of a lot bigger this past spring.
So when we look at the schedule, you had Utica 2 this weekend, then you do a little road trip to Minnesota and then Wisconsin, Augsburg. Team you're familiar with, playing in the semis last year. You're going up to their place. Is that a true road game?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to Augsburg next week, and I think, what are they ranked, number 4 maybe? So we got the number 3 and the number 4 over the course of our first 3 games. And Wisconsin Superior is no slouch either. They'll win plenty of games in the WIAC, which has Wisconsin, Eau Claire, Stevens Point. So that would be a big-time road win for us, because they'll end up helping us with some pairwise points, because they'll end up knocking an Eau Claire or a Stevens Point off once or twice this year.
So coming off a great season, the best in program history, what can your expectation be now with your team? Is that something you talk about with your team, or just business as usual and day-by-day type of thing?
Well, it's kind of business as usual. Like, I think that's an important thing for our guys to not lose track of. You know, like, just because we won last year, I don't think changes anything. I think within the fan base, now it's like, well, where do you go from here? Well, you better win again, right?
Yeah.
That's right. The goal every year. Mm-hmm. It's also really, really, really hard to win.
Things have to go right.
And it's extra hard to win 2 years in a row. You know, you look through the history of the Stanley Cup, the Super Bowl, the NCAA basketball tournament.
Look who's playing in the World Series.
Yeah, 100%. It's hard. You know, it can be done, and we've got a heck of a good team. But, you know, our team is different this year, too. As much as I think we could be better than we were last year, it's always a different team. Whether you replace one guy or 15, you know, there's some different dynamics each year. And, you know, that's up to our guys to stay focused on the goal and, go out and just get better every single day and just take the task at hand, which is tonight, Utica University. Not college, and get us to 1-0 on the year.
I want to nerd out on one position. I talked to Sean about it, which I guess you were listening because you had a message for Skelly. But the goaltending position, Cam Gray, All American last year. He will not be back this season. What's it looking like in goal? I know Nick Tallarico played quite a bit for you last year. You know, even with Cam playing the way he did, Nick got some time. So are you going to take that approach to the goalie position? Or?
Well, Nick was 4-1 last year in his five starts. Dershawn Stewart was 4-0. Dershawn Stewart's 6-0 in his career. I've got tons of faith
another
in
good
guys.
Problem to have.
Yeah. And we've already talked to them about the plan this weekend, and I don't think the Utica University coaching staff is listening, so I'll give some insider trading.
Yes. Okay.
Tallarico's going to start tonight, and okay. No matter what happens tonight, Dershawn's going to play tomorrow. That's the faith that we have in the goaltending tandem, and I hope that they can, you know, play as a unit and as a tandem all year, and if we go back and forth, great. But if somebody gets hot and we want to throw them back out there for the next night, I've already told them that we'll do that too.
Okay. I love that. Open and transparent, which is very obvious in just our short conversation with the team. I think that's an asset for sure.
Yeah.
You're very honest up front with us. I can't imagine it'd be different with your team.
There's no secrets. You know, it's hockey, and we play hard, and, you know, we think we're pretty good, and, you know, beat us, stop us.
Well, it's great to have you back in studio, Coach, and I'll be with you guys the 18th of November. You'll be at Trine for a road contest. That'll be our first game here on the Cave. We appreciate you coming in studio. Good luck tonight. Game time, 8 o'clock, but get there early for the banner at 7:45 tonight at the Arrington.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Thank you for having me in studio here, guys.
All right. Thanks, Coach.